Hi, my name is Pat, and Jesus Christ is my Savior and my Lord, and I wanted to just say a few words that would be recorded to anyone who might have missed the meeting. We're going to do Joshua 20 today. It's a very short chapter, and yet at the same time, the understanding of the mercy of God to actually have a provision for protection is a wonderful concept to keep remembering today. I was looking at the Joshua, right at the last one, Joshua 29. It says, these were the cities designated for all the people of Israel and for the stranger sojourning among them. As I was thinking over again, the things that I have learned by being in the Bible is that, you know, God loves the world. In fact, you know, a lot of times we love that verse in John 3:16, God so loved the world that he gave his one and only son so that whoever, you know, believes in him, you know, shall not perish but have eternal life. And it is the people that get it all turned around at times, and that they forget, you know, that God doesn't have those types of hierarchies for people. He loves the world. And even when we think about it, you know, in terms of Abraham and the chosen people, you know, God chose Abraham for a purpose, and that purpose included the love and the welfare of every human being. And in this sense, you know, we have that all in the you know, Bible, that this is what is being done. So I thought it was very significant that God pointed that out again, that these places of refuge were not just for the people of Israel, but they were for the stranger as well, where they were in a situation where they needed to make sure that justice was being done. And so they had God set these places up. And we know for us now that this place of refuge is in the heart of the Lord Jesus Christ. We know that today. We absolutely do. And so our job as Christians is to help bring others to know our Savior, Jesus. He is our place of refuge that we can go to. I found it very, very interesting, even in the New Testament. Today we were in Matthew 11. And always the end of that is always so wonderful to me. It says, you know, come to me. Jesus is speaking. Come to me, all you who are weary and burdened, and I will give you rest. We need that rest. All of us do. You know, there's sometimes, you know, I had even had to remember, you know, in my own writing, I was thinking about that today, how we do. We need rest. All manner of people experience heaviness and inadequacy for the task. But if the work is asked by God, it can be done excellently and in peace. And the key is coming to the Lord for the help that he so freely gives. And so I just want to pray. Father, in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, you are a God of justice, mercy, order, protection. And Father, we just want to remember that you so love us. You so want to protect us, Lord. And we know to come to Jesus, as these people knew to run to these towns. We know to come to Jesus, and we want other people to know that as well. And also, Lord, we just pray that we, by our example, can show people that you are there for them. It is in the name of the Lord Jesus we pray. Amen.